ערב טוב, שבוע טוב.
It's already Tuesday, but yeah.
So yeah, that is pretty scary. That is something that is very, very humbling, and sometimes people don't realize it, but our lives are very much on the line when Rosh Hashanah comes about. It's unfortunate that I heard a very, very interesting vart from Rav Nachum Pertsavitz, the Reshiva of the Mir. He once said, it was common practice every Shabbat Mevarchim Chodesh Elul in Mir in Poland, in the Ezrat Nashim, they usually had an incident every year, because as the Chazan proclaimed, Chodesh Elul Haba Alenu Tova, there were always women fainting in the Ezrat Nashim. That's the way it used to work there. But obviously that doesn't happen anymore. Rav Nachum says, we don't have Elul anymore. Elul is over. We only have the Yahrzeit of Elul. It's a pretty deep comment, but that thing makes a lot of noise. Yeah. Anyway, is the air conditioner like broken?
I don't know.
Okay, whatever.
Every room is
different. My turn, Shas.
Yeah, Or Haim is also freezing. I used to love going there, Davka. It's around the corner.
Room in Elbas?
Huh?
Room in Elbas?
No. Or Haim in Yisoda, yeah. Anyway, it's freezing. They used to call it the morgue. Anyway, Bekitzur, Rabotai, this is Elul. So, let's prepare. I want to share with you a short Dvar Halacha tonight, which is, it really personifies, I was happy to be here on Thursday night, it personifies one of the classic machlokot between the Ben Ish Chai and Maran Zichrono Bracha. And interestingly enough, during Yamim HaNoraim, the halachot of Rosh Hashanah, Seyitim Etshuvah, Yom Kippur, they are chock full of machlokot between the Ben Ish Chai and Chacham Ovadia. So first of all, as follows. There is a minhag, it's not very widespread among Sfaradim, but it does exist. It's predominantly a minhag Ashkenaz, which is, we call it the minhag of the Makri, which is by, I don't know if you've ever davened Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Last week we spoke about why possibly davening with Ashkenazim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, especially with regards to Tkiat Shofar, might be a little bit of an issue for Sfaradim, if you remember that we spoke about that also. Aval, let's put that on the side. Sometimes Ashkenazim will accommodate Sfaradim by making Tkiot at the end that conform to Da'at Manan Shulchan Aruch, so you can be Yotze that way. So, but let's put that on the side. The Makri by Ashkenazim, you know the guy, Tkiya, yeah, the guy who calls out the Tkiyot. Yeah, you don't even know what I'm talking about. When you grow up in the natural habitat, in the bubble of Great Neck, then you don't really know much else. But it's fine. It is what it is. By Ashkenazim, not only that, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Matei Ephraim, who says, Mefurash, that in some ways the position of Makri is so important, it's even more important than the Tokeh himself. Why? The Matei Ephraim says that the minhag is to give Makri to if there's an Avbedin or Posik in the Kahal, the minhag is to give it to him. Because like we've spoken about last time, the laws of Tkiat Shofar and things that constitute a mistake and passel the Tkiot and make you go back versus not, very complicated. It's not pashut. So the minhag by Ashkenazim is to take a chacham chashuv me'od, preferably somebody who's moreh hora'ot, a person who knows how to be posek halacha, and standing, he'll be the one to call out the tkiah and shvarim, tru'ah, tkiah, whatever. So if there's an issue, he'll know whether to be machzir, not to be machzir. That's why also, by the way, Sfaradim, more than Ashkenazim, you have something called the somech. Not by Yamim Noraim. You know what the somech is? The guy who gives the simanim? He has to be a shtikl tamid chacham also. You know why? He's the one who's got to call the shots. If the Baal Kore makes a mistake, sometimes you do have to take him back, sometimes you don't have to take him back. You have to know, he has to know a little bit of, to be a Baal Kore and to be Samech, to serve in these capacities, it's not just about how you can read and how nice your voice is. It requires some elementary Yiddi'ata Halacha. So anyway, Bekitzur, that's, yeah. That's a good question. The one with the most Yirat Shamayim should be the Tokeah. The one with the most Chochmat HaTorah should be the Makri. because he's the one who's really going to, if the Baal Tokeh makes a mistake, many times he won't even chop his mistake to take it because he's all engrossed in his blowing. So you need a Talmid Chacham of stature to really make the call and say, Baba, you got to go back, or not. To mikol makom, listen carefully. Like I told you, that's primarily Minhag Ashkenazim, but interestingly, the Ben Ishchai writes that the Minhag in Baghdad was that they had a Makri, they did it. So some Sfaradim, those who follow the Ben Ishchai, they do it. I don't know if anybody here has ever observed such a Minhag. Our Minhag is not really that way.
I'm so loud.
Huh?
I'm not sure the rabbi stands next to the Baal Tokeh and sits very, very quietly.
Okay, Beseder, but he's still doing it. Still doing it. So it could be... it's very possible that Persians adopted many minhagim from Baghdad just because they're, you know, their neighbors. And also the Iraqis used to send over a lot of Talmidei Chachamim from Iraq, to spread Torah in Iran, whatever, history. Anyway, long story short, that's what the Ben Ishchai said. But here's the clincher. The Ben Ishchai writes that even the Tkiah Rishonah, even the very first Tkiah, which means as soon as he's finished the Bracha, on the first day, there's two brachot. Second bracha, shechianu. Second day, one bracha, lishmoa kol shofar, no shechianu. Ben Ishchai says, immediately after the brachot, right before the tokea starts blowing, the makri tells him, tkia, right? Which means he tells him, tkia, say it, do it. Top. Even tkia rishona. He says, meforash, Ben Ishchai writes, vegam tkia rishona, yomar hamakri la tokea. Top. And Be'emet, the Ben Ishchai is not alone. He got it from somewhere. The Magen Avraham quotes the Shlach Kadosh, Rabbeinu Yishaya HaLevi Ish Horvitz. Gaon and Mukubal Atum says the same thing. The opinion of the Shlach is to be makri even the first tkiah. And he brings it ayah. The Magen Avraham supports this opinion in Siman Tavkuf Pehe. And Magen Avraham says, why is it correct? He quotes a Rama. The Rama in Siman Kuf Chavchet in Ilchot Birkat Kohanim says that although, you know, there's Machloket, Maran and Rama, where the Chazan, we know that the Chazan calls out the words of Birkat Kohanim to the Kohanim, correct? Which word does he start from? Well, forget about the word Kohanim. Kohanim is just to get them ready. And by Ashkenazim, you know, by Ashkenazim, the Chazan doesn't call out Kohanim. Ashkenazim, somebody else. I don't know if you ever daven Eretz Yisrael. There's always a Koyanim. There's always that guy, the Koyanim guy. Anyway, but it's always somebody, not the Chazan. That's Minhag Ashkenazim. Da'at Manan HaShulchan Aruch is that even saying the word Kohanim is Tzorech HaMitzvah, and therefore it's not Efsek. But there's a machloket between Manan and Rama. After he says Kohanim, the Kohanim make the Bracha, which word do they start from? Manan says, only from Hashem. The Kohanim say the word Yevarechecha, on their own.
Syrians do.
Kedat Maran Shulchan Aruch. Why? Maran says Meforash for the Chazan not to say Varechecha. Why? Also what? Moroccans?
Moroccans. Some do.
I guess it's city by city, I guess.
Moroccans are funny. They're funny.
Yeah, but he said, yeah.
Is it only when there's only one
Kohen? No. Da'at Maran is anytime you don't say the word Yivarechecha. Why? He says the whole reason why do we call out to the Kohanim, says Maran, is because we're afraid they're going to be mitbalbil, because they're over there, there's no sidur, no nothing. So we're afraid maybe they're going to make a mistake, they're going to get confused. Says Maran, there's no chashash of bilbul or ta'ut beteva rishona. When was the last time on the first word that you say you mess up? That's bizarre. Therefore, says Maran, don't say it, chashash efsek. Kach pasak Maran. The Rama says, uh-uh. The Rama says, you start already from the word Yevarechecha, right? That's most Sfaradim do that. It's Kaminhag Rama. Interesting. Now, that being said, says Magen Avraham, just like the Rama says to be Makri, the first Teva of Birkat Kohanim Yevarechecha to the Kohanim, so too, the Rama would also say to be Makri, the first Tekiah to the Baal Tokeah. Now, make no mistake. The only person who could possibly lose out by doing this is the Makri himself. Nobody else is saying anything, so they don't have a problem. The only chashash efsek, if there's a chashash, is only to the Makri himself. Therefore, Magen Avraham says, as the Ben Ishchai quote, he says, go for it. Be Makri the first ki'ah. It's Tzorech HaMitzvah. And just like the Rama says by Birkat Kohanim, to say Varechicha, you say the first ki'ah also. So, Maran Zichron Bracha, in Alichot Olam Chelek Bet, all of the Hasagot. Maran Zichron Berachah has an entire set, 8-volume set of Sfarim that's dedicated to his Chidushim, glosses, comments, and disagreements with the Ben Ish Chai. What's that called? Halachot Olam. Halachot Olam, Begematria, Ovadia Yosef, Ben Yaakov. That's the Begematria. All of his Sfarim are that same Gematria. Yechavedat, Yabia Omer, and Halachot Olam. Yabia is also backwards, is Ovadia Yosef Ben Yaakov, is Yabia. Anywhere, Mikon Makom. Yeah, he knew what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? Bikitzur. Vadai, vadai. Yeah, but I'll tell you the difference. The Ben Ish Chai Sfarim, less about gematria of his name. The reason why the Ben Ish Chai Sfarim, it's based on a pasuk in the Navi Melachim. It says, "Uvnayau ben Yoyada ben Ish Chai Rav Pe'alim Mechavtziem." So all of the Ben Ish Chai Sfarim are based on this pasuk because one time he was visiting in Eretz Israel. There's a place called Birya. It's a city in the north of Eretz Yisrael where Benayahu ben Yoyada, ever heard of him? Who was he?
General?
He was the general. He was the Sarat Tzava of Shlomo HaMelech, and he was also Rosh HaSanhedrin. Also. Anyway, so the Ben Ish Chai one time went to visit Kivrei Tzadikim in Eretz Yisrael on one of his many visits. I told you, every time he visited Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanim of Eretz Yisrael, they made him crazy to stay and become Rishon Lezion. And he always refused. He said no every time. Anyway, in one of his trips, so he visited the kever of Benayahu ben Yoyada, and he writes in his Sfarim and Hakdamot that he felt something in his neshama stir. He felt something inside click or move, so he realized that he was a nitzot or gilgul of Benayahu ben Yoyada. And because of that, he named all of his Sfarim after this pasuk that references Benayahu ben Yoyada. One of his Sfarim is Benayahu, one of his Sfarim is Ben Yoyada, one is Ben Ish Chai, one is Ben Ish Chaim, because it's a Kriya Chutim in the Pasuk, Rav Pe'alim, Mekavtzien, all of his Sfarim. Anyway, Mikol Makom, Maran Zichron Berachah Halichot Olam vehemently disagrees with the Ben Ish Chai on several counts. And he says, no, even for those Sfaradim who have a minhag to be Makri, he says the Makri should not be Makri Tekiah Rishona. Do not say Tekiah for the tkiyah. Let him make the berachot, let him start the mitzvah. He says afterwards, after he starts the first tkiyah, which means now you're mid-mitzvah, you've already started the mitzvah, there's no chashash hefsek. Can I ask you a question? What stam kacha, for me to say tkiyah or shvarim teruah or tkiyah, whatever it is, why is that not hefsek to begin with? Tzorach mitzvah, right? Just like gavin letore, just like haviu melach, right? Anything that's letzorach mitzvah is even mutal lecha techila.
Is it a tzorech?
It's a tzorech to make sure. I'll tell you the truth. I'm a Baal Tokea, and we don't do akraot. Sometimes in order, because you're doing so many combinations, there's many different combinations and lengths of tkiot, it can get confused. Huh?
It's the first one, though.
No, I know, but I'm talking in general now about hakra'a, calling it out to the Baal Tokea. Is it tzorech mitzvah? Believe me, I understand why Poskei Ashkenaz instituted it. It gets confusing. You have to, in Yiddish it's called halt kup. You have to halt kup. You know what that means? You have to be focused and hold cheshbon of which tkiah, and you know, different tkiot and different sederim, the tkiah of Tashrat has to be 18 tromitin, which is about 2 to 2.5 seconds. Shvarim utru'ah has to also be, between the shvarim and tru'ah, both of them are 9 tromitin. The tkiah of Tashat and Tarat is only 9 tromitin, which is about 1 to 1.5 seconds. Depending on which seder you're holding in, you really have to stay hyper-focused and not mess up. So the fact that the makri there is prompting you, just like if you're reading the Sefer Torah. Yeah, eno dome. Ashkenazim don't really have this too much. I haven't seen it too much by Ashkenazim. But the guy who gives simanim, it helps. It helps. You know, it prompts you. It really gives you a boost. So too, when the guy's being makri to the Baal Tokea, gives you a boost. Remember, okay, alo, achshav, tkiah, achshav, shvarim teruah, achshav, tkiah, shvarim teruah. He's always telling you and he's always prompting you, so it helps you stay focused. So bevadai ubevadai, it's tzorech mitzvah. It aids, it helps the mitzvah come out better. In bezeh shum safek. Sfaradim don't have such a minhag, but I understand where it comes from. But, says Maran Zichron Berachah, first of all, he disagrees with the Magen Avraham's comparison between here and Birkat Kohanim. Remember the Magen Avraham said that we compare, just like the Rama says in Birkat Kohanim, to start off by saying, by announcing the word Yivarechecha, so too, with regards to the first Tkiah, you say the first Tkiah as well. Says the Halichot Olam, it's not such a good Tzustel. Tzustel?
Like a match.
Comparison. Comparison. Big, important word. Tzustel, write it down. It's important. Yeah? I'm preparing you to converse with Mashiach. Anyway, Bekitzur. No, I think Chas V'Shalom. Not Chas V'Shalom.
Mashiach has been
Israel. Huh?
Mashiach
has been Israel. Well, I'll tell you the truth.
Huh?
It's Chabad, huh?
I don't know. Maran Zichron Lebracha one time, he said, Maran Zichron Lebracha loved Syrians very, very much. Especially because his wife was Syrian. His wife was Halabit. Yeah, anyway, so one time he gave a shiur, and he said in shiur, Mashiach, ani choshev sheyeh Halabi. I think Mashiach is going to be Syrian. He says, lama ani omer etzeh? He says, why? You know, Syrians, they have a famous food, it's called mechshi. You know what mechshi is?
Yeah.
It's stuffed...
stuffed squash?
Yeah, stuffed squash or onions, whatever, stuffed vegetables. Mechshi. Yeah? So he said, huh? Like dolmen, yeah, whatever, same idea.
Yeah, yeah.
But in Syrian, it's called mechshi. So he says, mechshi ze otiot Mashiach. Yeah, he says it's the same otiot. Tell you another story. One time, Maran Zichron Lebracha was in Deal Shul on Shabbat, and he was sitting with his Rav Yitzchak Dweck, who's the Rav over there, and he was there for Shabbat. They had Shacharit, Musaf, he prayed Musaf. Maran Zichron Lebracha was also an unbelievable chazan, out of this world. I don't know if you can get your hands on, you probably find on YouTube recordings of Maran Zichron Lebracha and Chazanut. Beautiful, gorgeous, gorgeous. Huh? Yeah, but you have to find the ones from his younger years when his voice was actually, you know, in its prime. Anyway, so he was in Deal Shul on Shabbat, and after Musaf, they went downstairs, they had Kiddush. So they went for Kiddush, and they were Mechabed Oto. They said, Kvodo, Yagid Kiddush, to be Motzi everybody Dechova. So he did. And then he made Kiddush, he said Agefen, and he drank, and then he started laughing to himself. He started laughing. So people didn't really chap what was going on, so Rabbi Dweck asked him at the time, he says, why, lama Arav Tzochek? He says, why are you laughing? He says, lo, azov. He says, leave it alone. He says, lo, kvodo, tagid, lama kvodo tzochek? He says, why are you laughing? So he said, tov. He said, in classic Chamuvadia sense of humor, he told him, achshav kiyamti ta pasuk. He says, I just fulfilled the pasuk. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, shatiti yenim halabi. There's a sense of humor. Anyway, so he writes, the Tzustel to the Birkat Kohanim is not a good one. Why? By Birkat Kohanim, the Ramah doesn't say to say the word Yivarechecha because there's a chashash of ta'ut. The Ramah says, Meforash, the reason why we say the word Yivarechecha as well is because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, Amor Lahim. There's a mitzvah for the chazan to read out. Even though Birkat Kohanim is not a mitzvah on the Chazan, it's a mitzvah on the Kohanim. Right? People forget that sometimes, especially by Sfaradim, you know, the minhag of going to somebody for a bracha during Birkat Kohanim, whether it's a father or a grandfather or a godfather, so, you know, whatever it is, you know, sometimes you see people make whole chupot. They make whole chupa of brachot during Birkat Kohanim, which is whatever. I'm not bashing Minhag Yisrael, but just realize that you don't get the bracha from the person whose talit you're under. Yeah, you get the bracha from the Kohanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated the Kohanim as a tzinor, as the pipeline for the bracha from him to you. Nobody else. So
what's this Minhag?
So I'll tell you in a second. Sometimes this Minhag can even be a little bit detrimental. It sometimes causes people, there's a halacha meforeshet, that you have to be focused, you have to be mitkavin to the words of Birkat Kohanim. I know when I was a kid, when I was under the talit of my father with my brother, everybody's always sticking their tzitziot into everybody else's ears, and, you know, stepping on people's, like, you know, it's, it gets, you lose focus, huh?
Only son.
Oh, okay, but say then, that's,
the whole plan was, I mean, cover the child's head, they don't look at the Kohanim.
Yeah. Nowadays they cover with the talit anyway, that's true. Now, that's one. Number two, sometimes after they're done Birkat Kohanim and the Talit comes up, so the father or the grandfather starts giving brachot and say, alo, you're in the middle of Chazarat HaShatz. You can't talk now. People sometimes lose sight of that. As spiritual as you're feeling in the moment, and you're feeling like you want to just like dish out brachot, that's wonderful, but don't forget, you're in the middle of Chazarat HaShatz, Asur Ledaber, you're not allowed to talk then. And that's another nisayon that I've seen it many times. It just becomes like a talking fest. It was Asur. You're not allowed to talk then.
Huh?
No, and then you have Kaddish, and you're not allowed to talk during Kaddish either. And it becomes like a whole matziv, and that's not the point. Yeah, you're supposed to answer Amen to the Birkat Kohanim. Vizel. That's all the Chachamim had in mind. There is no, you can quote me on this, there is no source, neither in Shas, nor the Zohar, nor the Poskim Rishonim, or Acharonim, for this Minhag. I looked in all Sifrei HaMinhagim, of all the Aidot, no early Makor for this Minhag of going under somebody's Talit for Birkat Kohanim, your father or whatever. Be'emet by Gdolei Yisrael, I observed, I watched many times, by Chacham Ovadia, by Chacham Ben Tzion, their kids didn't necessarily go under the... Everybody stood where they were, closed their eyes, or mitkavin. Sometimes they did, but not necessarily. Possibly, a reason where this minhag came from is that there's a midrash that says that during the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohanim used to be nosei kapein, they didn't wear talit in the Beit HaMikdash, they picked up their hands kacha. And the Gemara says that a person who looks between the thing at the hands of the Kohanim as they're doing Birkat Kohanim, Einav Kehot. It causes the eyes to dim, it causes Chas V'Shalom blindness. So it's very possible that in Beit HaMikdash, the fathers used to take their little children next to them. Children are curious. So they used to take them and cover their eyes so that they don't look at the hands of the Kohanim as they're doing Birkat Kohanim. And maybe, possibly, I'm just hypothesizing, maybe that's where the Minhag originated from. But certainly it's not a minhag kadum, that's something that has to be done or whatever. It's a nice thing, just have to make sure that, you know, things that are against halacha don't come out. Another thing that I see from this minhag, very commonly, sometimes, you know, the talit bearer, you know, the father or the grandfather, the one who's holding up the chuppah, yeah, anyway, so the chuppah holder, which is either the father or the grandfather, many times the children or the grandchildren that go over to him during Birkat Kohanim, they end up facing him, and by doing so, give their backs to the Kohanim. That's against a Gemara Meforeshet in Masechet Sotah, as well as Halacha Meforeshet in Shulchan Aruch. That what is your positioning supposed to be during Birkat Kohanim? Pene Ha'am Klape HaKohanim. You must, in order to be included in the Bracha, you must be facing the Kohanim. Not give your side, and certainly not your back to the Kohanim. So that's something else that people have to take into consideration. That's a big mistake. Asula Asot Kacha. So anyway, just again, I'm all for upholding minhagim, but the minhagim have to merge with halacha, not be contradictory to halacha. You understand what I'm saying? You can't talk during Chazarat HaShatz, can't talk during Kaddish, you can't give your back to the Kohanim. If everything else checks out, tov, matum v'naim, lama lo? Now, yeah.
I just want to clarify, so the chazan for Birkat Kohanim, he shouldn't say Yivarach Birkat.
According to Maran HaShulchan Aruch.
Is that what we follow?
So most Sfaradim do not follow that. Most Sfaradim have the minhag like the Rama, as Maran Zichron Baruchah also says, that the proper minhag is neged Maran to say Yivarechecha. If you pray by Syrians, by Egyptians, by Lebanese, they have the same, more or less, very similar minhagim. They, the Chazan Samarakans, they will skip the Yivarechecha, and the Kohanim will start Yivarechecha on their own, and then the Chazan will start with Hashem. So, yeah.
I think there's, I don't know if it's Persian minhag or not, but mm-hmm. that if there's only one Kohen, then the Kohen himself says the word Yivarechecha.
That's the minhag of the Ben Ishchai. That's the minhag of the Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai brings that down, that when there's multiple Kohanim, you say Yivarechecha, the Chazan, and if there's one Kohen, he starts the Beracha and says Yivarechecha on his own. That's because also you didn't say Kohanim. Because if there's only one Kohen, you didn't say Kohanim. Now, anyway, back to our discussion. Over there, there's a din of Amor Lahem. Over there, you can say, okay, there's a mitzvah to read out the words to the Kohanim. In the Torah, there's no indication whatsoever about Hakara'ah. Is there anywhere in the Torah or in the Shas that talks about calling out the tkiot to the Baal Tokeah? We only do that to make his life easier and to make sure he doesn't make a mistake. There's no din of reading it out. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. It doesn't say anywhere in the Psukim. Therefore, if the whole reason why we do it to begin with, or at least those who do it, calling out the tkiot is so that he doesn't get mixed up, there's no chashash of ta'ut by the first tkiah. Nobody ever messes up on the very first, meaning, I don't mean messing up. Sometimes when a guy blows, it doesn't come out in the beginning, it comes out squeak. You know, sometimes you're like a, you know, squeaking and whatever. That happens. But when was the last time, the first tkiah after the bracha, that a guy started with shvarim? What? Nobody does that. Nobody makes a mistake on the very first tkiah. And therefore, since there's no chashash for ta'ut, and this could be an issue of hefsek, therefore, says Maran Zichron Bracha, the makri should not say the first tkiah. Let the tokeah make the bracha, start the first tkiah, and then start with shvarim. Like Maran says by Birkat Kohanim, there's no chashash ta'ut, start with Hashem. So to over here, start with shvarim teruah. Also, by shvarim and teruah, you can't separate. By tashrat, you don't say shvarim and then teruah, because remember, you're not, according to Maran, you're not allowed to take a breath, at least in the first ones. Guess what? If you're saying shvarim, it goes tu, teruah. What did he do? He was mafsik. You're not allowed to be mafsik. You're not allowed to take a breath. So over there, you have to say shvarim, teruah together. Anyways, in most kilot sfaradiyot, it's not the minhag. But even for the ones that do, there's machloket between the Ben Ishai and Maran Zichron Bracha. And because there is a legitimate chashash for hefsek, Maran Zichron Bracha writes, shev ve'al ta'aseh adif, it's better not to get into this machloket. And, you know, it's really only the makri who stands to suffer here, like we said before. It's better for him just to not say anything until the second tkiah, till the shvarim, and in that way, prevent himself from getting into this pit of a possible hefsek. Any questions? Yeah. You're asking on the minhag of the Sfaradim?
Yeah.
Just, it never really...
How do we make the line where that there's enough of it, there's a chance of being a mistake? But
there's always a chance to make a mistake. There's plenty of times, even with the makri, that he makes a mistake too. You know, I mean, people make mistakes. That's what. Oh, so you're saying why don't we do it by the Sfaradim? Never really took off. I'm not sure. The minhag never really. It's not mentioned in Shas even. It only came later from Rishonim, Achronim, but it never really stuck by most kilot Sfarad. Tov, ad kan. לפי חג הבלם תורה מצוות שנאמר אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה וידיר אמן אמן